The Navy is launching a new online multiplayer video game to give them a problem-solving edge. The game is called Mowgli, and the Navy's recruiting people from all over the place to play it. Dr. Larry Schutte is Director of Innovation for the Office of Naval Research. He's leading the project, and he's here to talk about it. Dr. Schutte, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
When I think of a multiplayer online game, I think of something like World of Warcraft or something like that. Is this what we're talking about here?
No, this is not a first-person shooter game. This is more of a card game where you propose ideas and solutions, and other people add to those, and you build concepts together as a team of people from around the world.
So it's a kind of a combination of brainstorming and strategy and crowdsourcing, really, is what it sounds like.
We're trying to capture the best of crowdsourcing, which is going out and getting people to work together, and then getting people to comment on other people's work and really vote on ideas.
Now, this is not limited, though, to just people who are Navy personnel that can participate in this?
We're opening this up to the Navy personnel, to industry, academia, non-government organizations, really trying to get that good broad cross-section of people to take a look.
Now, the first, problem or challenge that people will have doing this is fighting against Somalian pirates. Talk about how that works, why you selected that as the first scenario, and so on.
The Office of Naval Research, working with the Naval Postgraduate School, putting this pilot project together, really trying to look at, can the Navy use external crowdsourcing to come up with ideas that are worth pursuing, whether they're technology, which is ONR's interest, or those other cultural kinds of issues that NPS also looks at. And so we were looking for something that was a topic that many people could participate in.
When you frame it the way that you're doing it with this infrastructure that's in place, it takes on kind of a different life than your typical crowdsourcing exercise, which normally is a wiki type thing where you have a statement. We have this problem. What would you propose to solve it? Is there something more than that that you're going for, and that's the reason that you're framing it this way?
Well, we're working with Naval Postgraduate School and the Institute for the Future. Looking at this, and it does start to look like a wiki, but it's the graphics and the videos, sort of the compelling narrative that we believe has been put together, that we hope will drive content and ideas from people. So a wiki is kind of plain and bland. This is a wiki that's amped up.
It seems to me that would stimulate, just kind of get people's juices flowing a little bit more.
Hopefully,
when this scenario is completed, when you have decided you've gotten all the input that you've gotten, how will you know whether or not this pilot project has been successful or not?
Well, there's a couple of metrics we're interested in. One, how many people will actually be interested in doing it once they've signed up? So how many people actually participate? And then what is the signal-to-noise ratio? How many good ideas that we find that are worth really pursuing versus all of the stuff you have to wade through to get to those ideas?
Mm-hmm. And where do we find it?
This is hosted out at the NPS website, Naval Postgraduate School. So people can Google Mowgli, MMOGLWI. And NPS, they'll find it out there.
We will make it a lot simpler. We'll link it up for you at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Once this is complete, then, do you have a timeline as to how long you might, first of all, how long this one will run, and then how long it will take you to review those metrics and figure out if it's something you're going to move forward with?
Well, we're going to look at this real time for about 3 weeks. And then when this settles out, we'll be looking at this for next month or so to decide what the next steps will be.